Hey there, it's Carolyn. Before we start today's podcast, I wanted to tell you about a brand new challenge that we have starting over in the Homestead Kitchen membership really soon. This one is all about making your very own herbal oils and culinary oils and cosmetic oils and turning them into salves and balms for your herbal medicine cabinet. If you're interested in joining me for the Herbal Oils and Salves Challenge, then go to homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-herbal-oils. Again, that's homesteadingfamily.com/podcast-herbal-oils.
Hey, this is Carolyn with Homesteading Family, and here is a podcast short. In other words, an answer to a question that you have asked.
Pete Gerard asks, on the wild fermented elderberry wine video, you did three of those.
That's a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Is the end product shelf stable or does it need to be refrigerated?
No, it's absolutely shelf stable. You're just going to bottle it like any beverage, either cork it or cap it properly. And, you know, all of those do best in a cooler, you know, environment for long-term storage and not a lot of temperature fluctuation, but no, does not need to be refrigerated.
And there you have it. I hope this answer is one you are looking for. We'll be sharing more of these in the future and hope you find them helpful and inspiring on your homesteading journey. For more Homesteading Family content, be sure to visit our website at homesteadingfamily.com.